Unit 15. 1. Listen and write the missing words.
Hello, Mary. We will come to see you next month.
I'm glad to hear it. Have you got your air tickets yet?
I have already got mine, but Anne has not got hers yet.
Why is that?
She has not saved enough money. She will buy it next week. She is very excited about the trip. She has already packed her suitcase. I have not packed mine yet.
2. Choose the sentences which are similar in meaning to the sentences you hear. 1. I have already seen the film.
2. Jenny has already posted the photos, but Jim hasn't got them.
Betty hasn't visited the farm.
4. Thank you. I've already had an apple.
5. Mary has already taken some medicine.
6. The train has arrived at the town.
7. Kate wants to be a singer when she grows up.
8. Alice came here to ask for some bread.
9. The ship left half an hour ago.
10. The plane will arrive in 5 minutes.
3. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Mr. Smith had a friend. The friend lived in a quiet place in the country. He asked Mr. Smith to go over and stay with him for a week. When Mr. Smith got to the house, he wanted to open his bag, but suddenly he found that he had no key.
How foolish of me! Now I must go back to the city and get my key.
Oh, never mind, his friend said. I'll call somebody to help you open your bag, but next time don't forget your key. Now, let's have lunch, and after lunch you must lie down and have a rest. Your bed is in the next room. Sometime later, when Mr. Smith came to see the friend again, he remembered the key. On his way to his friend's house, he thought, "This visit will give me a chance to show him that I don't always forget things." When his friend met him at the door, Mr. Smith said proudly,
"Look, here, I have the key."
"And where is your bag, then?" his friend asked. But Mr. Smith had no bag in his hand.
Questions. 1. Where did Mr. Smith live?
2. Who forgot to bring the key?
3. What did Mr. Smith forget the next time?
4. Who always forgot things in the story?